WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, a man fatally shot by Vineland police on Saturday claimed to be holding a bomb, turned out to be garden shears. The encounter lasted 28 minutes, and prosecutors say body cam from police show them using a dog and de-escalation techniques to get 37-year-old Roshan Washington to surrender. Neighbors questioned the need to shoot Washington. In response, prosecutors released a copy of the police video. The officer who fired the shots has been taken off duty. There's more on the story at NJ1015.com. Governor Murphy has reached a four-year, $34 million labor agreement with a public worker union. The deal with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the second public worker deal Murphy has announced since becoming governor. He will sign into law the smoking ban on public beaches on Friday morning. Governor Murphy will be at Cottage Place Pavilion on the boardwalk in Long Branch. Three out of four Jersey accountants surveyed believe the new state budget will harm our economy. Ralph Albert Thomas, CEO of the New Jersey Society of CPAs, says members believe both the millionaire's tax hike and more corporate taxes will be harmful.
We also have a step-by-step guide on how
the majority of the members felt that the increase in taxes would have a negative impact on New Jersey.
39% of the CPAs felt Jersey's economy will get marginally worse from the budget. 37% said it will get significantly worse. Well, hurricane season is heating up. Laura Connolly of the Office of Emergency Management says they have a guide that helps you make a family plan. She adds hurricanes in Jersey are rare, but after Sandy, we know they can and do occasionally strike the Garden State.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.